Education Research. This is episode 73 and focuses on Laura Purdy and colleagues' pedagogical case about Alona. This is an audio version of the Pepin blog that can be found at www.peprn.com. Fitting in when you don't know the rules. We've all watched documentaries, I would have thought, that see explorers journey deep into the jungle to meet an isolated tribe and, like me, have wondered at their strange ways and new language. Yet in many ways we assume that it takes a journey such as that to find something so fundamentally different from what we already know and understand. Increasingly, it seems, children and young people are migrating with their families, or in some cases without them, to find a new life. In moving out of their established ways of living, they are forced to find ways of settling in. However, they are required to do that by trial and error, because it seems people seldom teach them or seek to understand. Alona. Moving, as a 15-year-old, to the UK from Poland has been hard enough for Alona. But now the one thing that seemed to make sense, i.e. her rowing, doesn't seem to anymore. She has struggled to settle, but had hoped, as had her parents, that rowing, something she had done at a high level in Poland, would be a way of making friends. But that hasn't happened either. Language was always going to be a challenge, but while she is receiving support at school, she's finding it difficult to communicate beyond the basics. Consequently, and while she was known as an outgoing and friendly girl, she spends most of her time on her own at school. Things are not much better outside of school, and because the local Polish community has not been particularly welcoming, she has found her virtual social links, i.e. Twitter, the only vehicle she has for talking to friends, albeit the ones in Poland. Joining the rowing club had been seen as a way of making friends. What's more, it was something that Alona loves, and she had been the top of the region in her age group before migrating. Her record spoke for itself, and her new coaches expected her to be one of the leading rowers in what was a very popular club. But it hasn't happened. Alona frequently arrives late for training and hasn't adopted the ways of a new club, preferring the methods from home. Consequently, she's been taken out of the crew boat and put in a single scull, which is not good for her social networking. Additionally, her performances have deteriorated markedly, and her coaches, both old and new, can't fully understand why. Her chances of representing Poland seem to be declining daily, and she's increasingly turning to social media to voice her concerns and find her friends. Let's look at the pedagogical case in more detail. Purdy and colleagues approach Alona's situation from three angles: sociological, physiological, and psychological, before exploring it as a pedagogical case. In doing so, they remind us that individuals are complex and benefit from a multifaceted approach to their well-being and development. From a sociological perspective, it has been shown that the effect of migration on Alona has been multi-layered and complex, and it seems that Alona has suffered as a consequence of her move. When her family decided to emigrate and make a life in a new country, it had a life-altering impact on all of them. Alona has had to constantly build and rebuild her perceptions of her new home, and through that process build and rebuild her own self. What made sense to her before no longer does, and she has lost sight of some of the spatial, cultural, and emotional aspects of herself. She doesn't, in short, know how to be her anymore. Social mechanisms with which she was familiar, i.e. her friends, the language, the way to be at school, and the rowing club, the way to row even, have all changed, and she has lost the comfort of the well-known and the day-to-day. Consequently, how Alona presents herself to others has changed, i.e. how she dresses, acts, and what to expect from other people. There is an assumption that people know how to act in a given situation, and we question people, but not to their faces, who don't behave appropriately. In her old rowing club, it might have been that people started to arrive for training at the time where Alona's new club are getting on the water. This would certainly explain her lateness, as she doesn't really know what should happen. Alona needs help to understand how to carry out social roles and engage in social situations. She needs to understand the setting, how to dress and be, and what people's or institutions' expectations are about her. Mastery of such social situations is not easy, and at present Alona is almost required to work out each situation anew every time it occurs. Because of this, she might appear to behave oddly, and to operate outside culturally acceptable boundaries. From a psychological perspective, it is clear that there is a contrast between how Alona is regarded in her two respective rowing clubs. In Poland, she was well regarded and enjoyed productive working relationships with her teammates and coaches. In her UK club, she has few, if any, friends. She is rowing on her own and has seen a marked drop in her performance levels. It would be simple for her new club to assume that she is poorly motivated and physically underprepared. But, as shown above, it is much more complex than that. Her coaches need to consider a wide range of support options to help Alona succeed in all aspects of her life. A sports psychologist, for example, could start to build an in-depth picture of Alona and help her parents and coaches understanding how they can help to support her. Through fact-finding, the sports psychologist could look beyond the physical performance concerns and explore environmental, intrapersonal, interpersonal, behavioural and performance history rather than performance-related goals in isolation. Looking at Alona's case from a physical performance perspective, Purdy and colleagues argue that it would be easy to provide Alona with psychological skills training to help her with her self-confidence, motivation, concentration, emotional control, and her coping strategies for stress and anxiety. By understanding the broader context, the sports psychologist could well find that Alona has reacted to external life events that in turn has resulted in performance deficits. In other words, it might be that Alona has found it difficult to adapt to a significant life transition outside of a sport. She needs help to understand these stresses, help to make new friends and learn the language. By putting her back into a team boat, providing buddies, and running a series of communication-enhancing sessions, all the rowers in her age group can be educated as to the difficulties of moving to a new country and all that entails. Moving to any new environment, let alone a new country, presents individuals with a number of physiological challenges. Alona is required, for example, to adjust to new living arrangements, a new education and social system, and maybe even a new diet. She's lost her normal support structures, and these stresses can manifest themselves physically through physical fatigue, lack of energy, feeling unwell, and/or change in appetite. In turn, social barriers may prevent Alona from exploring and discussing these concerns with others. It is safe to say that all of these manifestations could individually or collectively impact on Alona's performance. Her loss of form might instead be related to her biological development and not her migration. As the time and rate of growth during maturation is highly individualized, Alona's declining levels of physical performance might be as a consequence of a rise in musculature, a shift in her center of gravity, or a change in limb length or core strength. Furthermore, her training might be generic, i.e. she might be required to undertake male training programs, or it might be based on her chronological age without consideration of biological development. Her loss of form might also be related to infection, a pre-existing condition, or other diseases. It is easy to assume that the athlete is to blame, but there are many extraneous factors that also need to be considered. In summarising and bringing Alona's case together pedagogically, Purdy and colleagues argue that Alona is struggling to write herself into her new cultural landscape, which has resulted in feelings of loneliness and sadness, and in sport, a decrease in performance. It seems that her coaches and crewmates need help to understand her situation and need to stop seeing her slump in performance as a problem to be solved, but instead see Alona as a unique and complex individual with her own voice and persona. The club and her parents need to recognise areas of particular stress and provide support. By adopting a multidisciplinary approach and considering her slump more broadly, those involved in supporting Alona can see the wider picture. It is important, as the world becomes smaller and people move about, that we are sympathetic to the needs of those new to our classroom or clubs. It is easy to assume that someone else is dealing with this, or that they will settle in given time. As pedagogues, we need to go the extra mile to ensure that we understand and play our part in helping newcomers to understand and find themselves in what must surely be a confusing and stressful time. So in concluding, how does this discussion relate to you, your sessions and your context? Make you think or consider something? I'd love to hear your thoughts and so would others, so please share at www.peprn.com. Thanks for listening, and see you next week for the next Pepin podcast, where I'll discuss Manolis Adadansky and colleagues' pedagogical case about John. Acknowledgements. I would like to thank Vicky Goodyear for her work behind the scene as copy editor. Her help certainly forms a vital part of the production of this podcast and in getting it out on time and in a semblance of coherence. However, it is important to note that any mistakes that remain are mine. Thank you. We'll be right back.